Attorney Bradley K. Enterline, partner, Carney and Good.
When somebody's looking for a family law lawyer, it's important to understand that lawyers have an obligation to give clients informed consent about the process options that they have. When you're choosing a lawyer for a family matter, you obviously want to look at their experience, how long they've been in practice, including what others have said or reported about them. I often think that we as lawyers fail to advise the clients at the very beginning about different process options. When you go to a doctor, if the only thing they advise you is that you need surgery, most people would want to know, is there another alternative? Is it possible I could benefit from physical therapy? What about certain medication? Could that help? Or a change in lifestyle? Would it benefit my condition? It's much the same with lawyers. If you interview a lawyer and they only recommend one option and say the only option is to go to court, you may want to ask them about mediation. What about collaborative practice? While I'm not suggesting that litigation should never be utilized at all, in fact, I still do litigate, and frankly, sometimes it's necessary. However, that does not mean that in every situation it's the only alternative available. I believe that lawyers who've been trained in mediation and in collaborative practice have learned to think more globally about such issues and sometimes can better assess whether or not a particular client could benefit from another alternative. It's all about empowering the client to know options and to make informed decisions about what's going to work best for your family.
For more information, call 453-5004, extension 129.